So going forward, I would be very careful who you hang out with. You're not, understand, you're not missing anything, okay? Choose the right places you want to have. Go, I rarely say this, but grad school might be something. You might meet some other, go to the CPA Society, go hang out. There's a bunch of productive nerds in squares. And you meet a CPA female nerd square, and then you have little nerd square. Y'all got really good taxes done. you got perfect personal finances, family finances there. That's what I'd be doing. And so choose your social circles very wisely. And if you can't find any, get back to work. Two, choose your women very wisely. And I'm not saying give up all hope, but don't have any hope. I'm going to find a girl if I go to a nightclub. Maybe you see a cute girl, ask her out. But if you're on the marriage train, date once or twice, she's up. If she's late, done. Get out. Next one. And I almost guarantee you, I'm going to guarantee you, buddy, whichever country your parents hail from, talk to your parents. Say, hey, do we know anyone back there? Because I'd like to start looking for a wife. And I sure the hell ain't going to find one here. I want to find one that's traditional values, wants to raise kids because you want to have kids. And then you might have to do some trips and fly. And that's what seems to work. And I'm just trying to give you the quickest solution to your problem. But at least we can do is eliminate any confusion or socially conditioned desire you have logically. Like, well, I want to fit in this with this. So, well, I got to fit. They told me I needed to be popular. I want it. No, you're doing it great, man. Not hanging out with people. You're doing it. What did you miss? What are you missing? There's probably a bunch of guys around. Man, if I had known just to go to bed at a good hour when I was 19 and not go to whatever the 18 plus night. If I had known not to go with Nike, had I known once the girl started acting weird and said, if you don't know, I'm not telling, just to never call her again. If I had known, all those guys would be like, yeah, we'd be sitting on 100 grand at 27, 28 too. So that's it. All right. So link below. Sandy is the future of wealth. Please go get that. And then I also link to that Cotton Bro Studios. And if you guys want, go look at the data of A World Without Men by me. An analysis of an all-female economy. Go read through it. There's all your data. It'll tell you exact. A lot of people say, oh, well, the data was already covered in the previous two books. And it's like, yeah, it's covered in those. This, I actually go and make an estimate as to what percent of women, what, like guys, are indifferent to guys, are agitated, annoyed by guys, adversarial, and hate. And obviously don't have polling like that, so I had to kind of infer, but it'll open your eyes. You realize, oh yeah, this is not the time to get, okay, it's not the country, not the time, not the generation. All right, let's go to the super chats and have ourselves a treat. Hand clogs, $10. Since inflation and the prices, this is getting a little warm. This is my electric blanket sweater. Since inflation and the prices of goods and services go up, why do wages not raise as well? Is it because the money is worth less and thus devalues the wages of all, making wages not go up? Well, they're two separate things. There's wages are set by supply and demand. So don't confuse it like, well, inflation, this. Just say, what's supply and demand? Start there for your diagnosis. All right. Wages have gone up because the younger people are just saying, we're not doing it. So there's been an uptick. Now, admittedly, that's only been in about the past 3 to 5 years, 5 max. But those wages have gone up. But generally, as profits and GDP and all that has gone up, the average wage, median wage has stayed the same, adjusting for inflation. And a lot of it. completely normal and perfectly understandable. And you're asking me the question is, how do I change myself so that I can attract these people who are not marriage material? 60% of young women are overweight. I don't know any of them wear dresses. I don't know any of them that are feminine. Those that are good looking are incredibly, of course, not all. Don't do, I know one girl. Yeah, I'm sure you do. They have student loan debt. Their priorities are not marriage. They're not you. It's career, finance, education. Not even necessarily anything wrong with that. You are in the wrong country at the wrong time. And if you want to look at them culturally, have you? Listen, go read any lyrics by Lizzo or Taylor Swift or Cardi B or Nicki Minaj, Vicky, whatever the brown plastic girl with the shiny hair does. Go read any of that. Any of it. Did you not see all the girls? Dude, these girls, because there's so many and everyone has their own opinion. So I can't say they all hate, they don't. But very few are interested in being married, and it shows. And here you are like, dude, I want to go to the dude bro party. Why? Because it looks like they're having a lot of fun. Well, they're doing kegger shots, and they're doing this, and they're listening to loud music, and it's painful and annoying. It's one thing I will give the millennials, especially the Zoomers, a lot of credit for. There's a handful of things. Like, you guys figured out the nightclub scene was a bunch of loud, obnoxious bullshit. We didn't know. Like, well, when's it going to get good? Well, maybe it's just that I'll try a different nightclub. You guys are like, no, I'm going home and jerking off to porn. F that. I'm going to go to sleep, get a good night's rest. In your case, work, and go get enough credits to sit for the CPA. But that was the culture. What? You want a bunch of rich kids who mom and dad paid their way through college? Or maybe the government did because of affirmative action or whatever. No one's working is what I'm saying. It's like, you're going to go party, bro. We're going to do pot and drugs and drink, bro. We're gonna hit on you. The girls got to dress up and shoot you down, bro. Have you dated any girls to indicate that there was a nice, feminine, comely lady? And I'm going to assume not. And here you are. What do I got to do to get girls attracted to me? No. You have completely misdiagnosed this problem. Where do you got to go? How do you find and vet for a woman who's going to be a good quality wife and mother to your children? And I understand, because this is the environment you're in. Like, it's like being born into the football stadium. I know this is a weird analogy, but follow me in on this. Let's say you were born into a football stadium, and all you see is football, football, football. And you're like, well, I better learn to play football. All the people in the crowd are cheering for the football. No one's ever told you, yeah, you can leave and go do whatever the hell you want. You could just, the gate's open. No one's ever told you guys that. So everyone thinks, like, oh yeah, we got a party. Oh, I got to get a fancy car. Oh, I got to wear this dress. I got to dress like the other girls, speaking to the ladies as well. Oh, I have to get a college degree. Oh, I got to do it. No. You need to stop and ask, what if society is ill and the individual is right? I've talked about that before. I think it's called the hardest decision, the hardest choice I ever had to make. And that was where I had to maybe, like, I tried doing everything that society told me to do. I had no success. And then the only thing left, the only possible explanation that society was wrong and the individual was right, turned out I was right. I could predict every fucking economic event. It's not even that hard once you take the glasses off. And what I'm trying to get you to see, it's not even a matter of opinion. You got a bunch of people who are all in debt. What was it? Over half of Americans don't have $1,000 in savings. All of you, go fuck yourself. This is a sad, pathetic group of people that you shouldn't want to be friends with. Of course, judge everyone and an individual. I'm sure you'll find some hardworking people. And the marriage situation is probably even worse. And it's just as bad for women. Well, I don't know what you girls are going to marry. You got the Democrat soy boys you elected. Oh my God, he's sensitive, he plays guitar, and he votes Democrat. Oh my God, he doesn't have a job and collects welfare. I don't know what you were expecting, late. I, honest to God, don't know what you thought was going to happen with that. I want to be rich, hardworking, industrious. Then I want him to just give all of his money away and vote Democrat. I don't. I got nothing. I got nothing. I think the only thing the girls can find are trust fund babies, like Dean Phillips. Dean Phillips, there you go. He's a relatively youngish man, lots of money, didn't work for it, but he votes Democrat. He is a Democrat. He's running for office. You girls can, oh my God. You guys can both imagine what it's like not working for a living. Well, he knows. Anyway, as society has only gotten worse since I've had that realization, it's only gotten worse. These are adult children here. These are not deep people. These are kind of assholes. They're liars. Most of them are cheats. They're parasites. These are not good people. And what culture? What culture? We burn our culture down. Like, oh my God, the popular thing, the television told us, burn it down. We don't like it anymore. So you should not be looking to change yourself to fit in this society. You should be looking for a group within the society that's hardworking, whether that might be religious or, you know, I don't know what Asian country you hail from, your parents do, but like, let's say you're Filipino. I would go find the Filipino American club, the Chinese American club, or wherever. Because there's still a little bit more tradition. You could be religious. You got to go and find out where there are good quality people who didn't swallow whole the bullshit they were taught in school, K through college, who are hardworking and industrious, who know that family, love, investment from other people, conversation is more important than having the latest Ford F-150, you know, Dickless Wonder Platinum, or a Mercedes, or Range, whatever. And if you want to find what you're, I'm going to tell you right now, since you are Asian American, as all my Asian American friends, yeah, I think pretty much, I have one guy, two guys India, one guy Vietnamese, a couple Chinese, they all went back to the home country through connections through their family to find themselves a woman. And it worked. I mean, I don't think any of them are divorced. I know one guy got divorced. Surprise, he was married to an American woman. He says, nope, I'm doing India this time. And they're still together. If that's that important to you, I'm not saying don't look domestically. I'm not saying if there's a really nice, you know, Becky White girl, like, and she's an account. You meet her in accounting school, and she works hard. Hey, go ahead. Yes, yes, by all means. I'm not saying, oh, no, swear. I'm just trying to, one, teach you to, like, realize why the hell would you want to marry this? Why would you want to be popular and have your social life? And, well, I don't know, buddy, do you like drinking light beers and watching sports games at the bar? Bro, you go to pick your brackets, bro. So, that's one thing. And then the other thing is you're going to have to change your strategy and tactic. So the introvert, that's brilliant you got rid of social media. I wish I could do that. Unfortunately, my job is kind of based on that a little bit. But you're healthy. The introvert, the same person would look at this Sodom and Gomorrah stuff, not to get all biblical or 80s Christian right-wingy, but this is filth. This is just shit. These are boring people. Yeah, why would you want to hang out? And so, there's another point I was going to make. But you get my point. Oh, if you looked at all this going on, the introvert saying, introvert just means I don't want to socialize. Well, if these are the people you had to socialize with, yeah, I won't want to socialize either. You know? I don't really leave. I go play Dungeons and Dragons occasionally. I play poker. Those are my social groups. With the average rank and file person out there, I want to go talk to these people. Meetup groups? You ever go to a meetup group? Hey, you guys want to get a beer? Do some? I'm gonna go home. I'm kind of tired. God, you're all sucking her. Don't get me started about how everyone's boring and out of shape either. But if society is mentally ill, you should want to be the introvert. You wouldn't want to have anything to do with them. I don't know. Do you want to go watch the sports game, bro? Do you want to go hard? Do you want to talk about who you picked at the draft? Oh, the draft. You want to talk about who you picked at the draft and why? And so, I don't know, philosophy, purpose and meaning, exercise, production, accomplishments, progress. So, and look at what happened to you. I don't even think you're 30 yet. And you got over 100,000 saved up, no debts, you don't owe anything. You're looking to get your CPA here pretty soon. You're doing great. That's because you didn't piss away your time with the fools, as known as American Social Society. So going forward, I would be very careful who you hang out with. Understand you're not missing anything, okay? Choose the right places you want to go. I rarely say this, but grad school might be something. You might meet some other. Go to the CPA Society. Go hang out. There's a bunch of productive nerds and squares. And you meet a CPA female nerd square, and then you have little nerds square. Y'all got really good taxes done. you got perfect personal finances, family finances there. That's what I'd be doing. And so choose your social circles very wisely. And if you can't find any, get back to work. Two, choose your women very wisely. And I would... I'm not saying give up all hope, but don't have any hope. I'm going to find a girl if I go to a nightclub. Maybe you see a cute girl, ask her out. But if you're on the marriage train, date once or twice, she's up. She's late, done, get out, next one. And I almost guarantee you, I'm going to guarantee you, buddy, whichever country your parents hail from, talk to your parents, say, hey, do we know anyone back there? Because I'd like to start looking for a wife. And I'm sure they ain't going to find one here. I want to find one that's traditional. Traditional values, wants to raise kids because you want to have kids. And then you might have to do some trips and fly. And that's what seems to work out. And I'm just trying to give you the quickest solution to your problem. But at least we can do is eliminate any confusion or socially conditioned desire you have logically, like, well, I want to fit in this with this. So, well, I got to fit. They told me I needed to be popular. I want it. No. You're doing it great, man, not hanging out with people. You're doing it. What did you miss? What are you missing? There's probably a bunch of guys out, man, if I had known just to go to bed at a good hour when I was 19 and not go to whatever the 18 plus night. If I had known not to go to night, had I known once the girl started acting weird and said, if you don't know, I'm not telling, just to never call her again. If I had known. All those guys be like, yeah, we'd be sitting on 100 grand at 27, 28, too. So that's it. All right, so link below. Sandy is the future of wealth. Please go get that. And then I also link to that Cotton Grove Studios. And if you guys want, go look at the data of A World Without Men by me. An analysis of an all-female comic. Go read through it. There's all your data. It'll tell you exact. A lot of people say, oh, well, the data was already covered in the previous two books. It's like, yeah, it's covered in those. This, I actually go and make an estimate as to what percent of women, what, like guys, are indifferent to guys, are agitated, annoyed by guys, adversarial, and hate. And obviously, you don't have polling like that, so I had to kind of infer. But it'll open your eyes. You realize, oh, yeah, this is not the time to get, okay, it's not the country, not the time, not the generation. All right, let's go to the Super Chats and have ourselves a treat. 10 clogs, 10 bucks, since inflation and the prices, this is getting a little warm, this is my electric blanket sweater. Since inflation and the prices of goods and services go up, why do wages not raise as well? Is it because the money is worth less and thus devalues the wages of all, making wages not go up? Well, they're two separate things. There's... Wages are set by supply and demand. So don't confuse it like, well, inflation, this. Just say, what's supply and demand? Start there for your diagnosis. All right. Wages have gone up because the younger people are just saying, we're not doing it. So there's been an uptick. Now, admittedly, that's only been in about the past 3 to 5 years, five max. But those wages have gone up. But generally, as profits and GDP and all that has gone up, the average wage, the median wage has stayed the same, adjusting for inflation. And a lot of it is, well, we got rid of a lot of demand. We ship a lot of things over to China. They can do it a lot cheaper, so there's less demand for lower entry, lower skilled wages. There's also, up until recently, people were willing to work, especially women. Women were, if you look at it, men have been trending down since forever, but women also wanted to supply labor, so there's that. That is lowered wages because women increased the supply. So you have lowering demand with jobs being outsourced. You have increased supply with women entering the labor force, but not interesting, but not surprising. Women's labor force participation rate has now started to go down, despite them wanting to be strong, independent, don't need no. And so now you have women leaving the market, you have men leaving the market, you have younger people, especially men, leaving the market. So wages this last little bit of time has gone up. I would say it's nothing sexy, but the if you go look at female labor force participation rate and male labor force participation rate, I think it goes back to 1948, you see women just entering the labor force in the 70s and 80s and 90s and kind of plateaus in the aughts and the tens, and especially it's gone back down. And thus wages have gone up. So that's what I would say. Is it because money is worth less and thus devalues the wages for all? No, you're conflating making wages not go up. No, it's just supply and demand. I mean, and then you can break it down by each individual. You know, demand for tradesmen is up. Supply of tradesmen is down. Tradesmen make more than college graduates, suckers. You know, college graduates, you can look at that. At one time, college graduates, there's demand for college. Well, I think there's the same amount of demand for college graduates. And I think at one time, it was only 3% of people went to college. Now, I believe it's 65% go to college. They don't all graduate, but two-thirds go to college. Now, you flooded the market. No, your college degree is worthless. Hand clogs, $2. People are still pretty terrible today, Cap. Yeah, they are. And they're getting worse. I mean, they're not like outright evil. They're unconscious evil. Oh, my God. Like, entitled people are functionally evil, but unconscious evil. Because they're brought out to believe that they're entitled to have other people pay for their shit and be their slave. They've never had it explained. Like, yeah, everyone, because you spat out a kid because you couldn't afford it. Now, everyone's got to work that much a little bit harder for you. I deserve... I'm entitled. I want free daycare. How dare the children? No. Doesn't matter. That doesn't give you the right to take that person's money. They don't care. And then now even... That's just simple human laziness and parasitism. Now this mentally ill cult where you worship traits. Oh, get the fuck out. And you make up genders you don't have. I mean, there are transgender people, don't get me wrong. But the vast majority of people who claim to be transgender, like I'm talking 80-85% of you, are just straight people jumping on the bandwagon. That's what you are. You're straight as an arrow. You just don't want to work.